fireplace?
Oh, yes. That had to be done every day at 2 because cold weather, you know, fire usually kept some fire, or fire all night, you know, day and night there to help heat the house. So, of course, that's usually oak, sometimes hickory. Of course, all those ashes usually were saved, you know, and to make soap. They were placed in wooden barrels, usually, on a stand and kept covered until they got ready to make soap and start pouring water on that and letting it soak through and the live water dripping out of it, you know. And what you did in the spring and used all of the old meat that and those things,
all the meat that it
wouldn't use, you know, that wasn't the choicest and best fat and things that maybe you'd ordinarily think about now feeding the dogs and the cats and those things, you know, it was so usually saved. And you made soap, of course, do all the laundry and dishes and those things. Well, but you save all those ashes, a large part of them, for that purpose, or put it around the fruit trees, peach trees more especially, kill the boars and worms and those things that might attack the fruit trees. Control those things in the ground, you know, that it would attack, you know, plants, and use a lot of them on for the flowers and the gardens. And if it had nematodes or maybe other fungus and things in it, you know.
Yes, sir. And up in the chimney, you ever had to clean that out? Get all that?
Oh, usually the way we did that, wait till it was raining or it was damp so it wouldn't set the house or the roof on fire. Today it would be an ideal day like that where the soot had collected, you know, get a lot of fat pine or something, get a good fire going good and get that stuff afire, you know, and burn it out rather than having to mop it out or clean it out, sweep it out. We have had to do that, but that's a terrible deal to get cleaned up after that stuff gets in the pores of your skin. It really took some strong lye soap sometime to get it out of there. We'd try to burn that, though.
Yeah.
The birds were awful bad about building. We had birds and which were called chimney sweep, is what we called them. Yeah. They like a martin, very similar. They'd usually build a nest in them during the summer, you know, and hatch the young, and it was always dangerous that that would catch fire and those sparks go out on the roof and get those hand-driven boards afire. Of course, everyone made his own boards, you know, shingles, covers houses with, out of either cypress or this lighted pine, you know.